We just dive straight in. We always want to know how the oi's doing. Is it breeding season? It must be breeding season at the moment.
It is breeding season.
Or hatching season?
Hatching season, it is, yeah. We've still got adults sitting on eggs, but we've also seen our first chick fledge.
Right.
Oh, no, sorry, not fledge, hatch.
Not quite ready. For no. Fledging is like, that in the new year or?
Yeah, no, they fledge at Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're just hatching now and, yeah, super cute. I mean, we just got a little glimpse of it, but kind of the size of like something sitting in your palm.
Like a tennis ball size?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like tiny little beak and just little fluffy balls of bird sitting in burrows.
Right, and feeding voraciously.
Yeah. Well, the parents come in every, you know, like between 5 to 10 days. So they're just sitting in those burrows by themselves, waiting for the next feed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what keeps them going. And it takes two parents to feed them. So, yeah, they're labor-intensive little chicks.
Yeah, and how many do they have per burrow?
One.
Always one?
Yep. Yeah.
This is why, I guess, they're a little bit endangered.
Yeah.
Should I say a little bit? Are they more than a little bit endangered?
No, well, they're not on the threatened seabird list because there's still a significant number of them on offshore islands.
Right.
But for them to be on the mainland is really unique and special. And, like, they're literally in people's backyards. And for us as a community to be able to look after them is really special. Just because we don't see seabirds very often at all on the mainland anymore.
Yeah, I guess we think that's normal. Were there plenty of burrows this year? Operational burrows?
Yeah.
I make it sound like a government program.
Anyway. Yeah. No, like we've got over 50 burrows, of which, like usually at the start of the season, about between 30 and 40 are active, and we're seeing birds come and go and excavation, and young birds will come in and create new burrows. So they might spend a few years digging them out before they actually lay an egg. Mm. So there's usually lots going on. And then throughout the season, we start losing them. So, like, we see, like, eggs that have been abandoned or sometimes they've broken or they might have been predated on.
Yeah.
And obviously we're trying to prevent that. But we do just over the months see the number of active burrows go down. But then we also find new ones. So that's exciting. And potentially what's happening now is just as we're protecting the sites more and more, young birds will come in and create new burrows and come back to their natal sites. So the young birds that have fledged from here might spend about 6 or 7 years at sea, and then they come back when they're ready to breed to, you know, their hometown.
It's amazing. So, they just spend all that time at sea.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
Completely blown around by storms and...
Yeah.
What they do during a storm, they just sit on the water.
Yeah, and then they also just, they kind of ride the wind, you know, like they're not flapping their wings, they lock them in and like just glide.
Yeah.
So it's not very tiring for them to be at sea. But of course, like we do see seabirds getting punished, you know, in big storms, and sometimes they end up on the beaches dead.
Well, I mean, they're possibly the older ones that just don't have the resources to cope.
Yeah,
which is that's normal.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. And so we should. And this is the time to remind people not to be letting dogs on the loose anywhere around the mountain at the moment.
Yeah. Because it's not just Joy.
Yeah,
it's the little blue penguins as well. And we actually just did find a dead one on the shore. Yeah, we're not too sure where from, but we have seen them come into the site. So they sometimes share burrow sites in similar areas as the oi.
Yeah.
And, so we just happened to find one, which was a bit sad.
I guess it happens.
It happens, yeah.
Yeah, and presumably there's lots of other species as well that are benefiting from the trapping. We just
talk about
the oi because...
Yeah, it's kind of our, you know... keystone species that we look at, but and because they're really good to monitor, and so it's really, you know, it's a lot easier than forest birds that kind of fly around a lot more, but we are keeping an eye and doing more bird monitoring as well. Like we've just recently completed a bat monitoring survey, and so we're trying to keep tabs on everything, and we're definitely seeing a lot of the bird life flourish.
Do you want to talk about the school holiday program?
Oh, yeah. Although I think it's nearly booked full.
Oh, right. Okay.
But you know, like maybe if you want to squeeze in some days, like it's still, yeah, like might still be a few days available.
It's quite a big one. I saw you got 4 days a week, both weeks.
So, yeah. That's exciting. So usually that's dependent on like our availability of our team to be able to deliver that those days. So, yeah, really excited to be able to offer a full program just about 4 days a week. And it's really nice to see the response from the community, of course, that parents are able to take advantage of that and give their kids a bit of an experience like that.
Okay.
What else? Themselves a break, maybe.
What else is happening for you guys?
Well, actually, we've got quite a new team. So we've got a few new rangers. And so we're kind of in a bit of a stage where we kind of looking at the funding that we have and the areas that we want to target in the coming year or two. So we're doing a little bit of re-strategizing, I guess, and planning. We're really keen to have more conversations with the community. We recently attended the Raglan Naturally Hui that was, you know, done a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I was there too, yeah.
Yeah, and that was really nice kind of seeing the interest and response to the project and what we were doing and our aspirations. So it's nice to get feedback from the community, and we are looking at re-establishing or reinvigorating our steering group or committee. So we're looking at four people who, you know, with different skills around conservation and fundraising and marketing and that might be willing to spend some time, you know, on a steering group and advising, you know, just kind of guiding direction, but also just, creating opportunities for us to be more effective and, you know, in the project.
So it's just looking at the big picture.
Yeah, big picture stuff. Yeah. And, you know, kind of leverage their skills as well as their connections, you know. So, so we definitely spending a bit of time just kind of thinking about where we want to, you know, well, we know where we're going next because of the funding, but how do we do that well, and how do we spend that funding well so we get the maximum benefit out of it? That's taking a bit of time and thinking, but it's really nice. It's a nice place to be.
Do you have time for that, or are you on the nuts and bolts of everything, being the project lead, whatever your title is? I never know what people's titles are.
I'm the project manager, I guess we call it. Do I have time for what?
The big picture stuff, are you just all the details like in your face all the time?
I kind of slot into both. Like, I really like doing the big picture stuff, and it's important. And like meeting with funders and, you know, DOC, council, all those kind of things are a big part of what I do. But it's really nice to just tap into the really operational stuff. But we have got an operations manager who's kind of overseeing more, and we're kind of spending more time kind of putting, you know, good planning into place.
Yeah.
Adding the structure, and that's probably not my biggest skill set. I've got the ideas, but I'm probably not as good as putting it into a structure. So it's really nice to have help with that.
It is hard to do both. To be on top of the details, you've got to be immersed in the details.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to pull out of that and look wide about what's going on. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's all right. So you have to actually, I know we've just got you sitting in the chair, but you actually have to dash off quite soon. Is it like
about a
minute?
Yeah. We've got our ops meeting, so hopefully the team will forgive me if I'm a little bit late.
How far away is it?
About 5 minutes. So.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Well, we've got one more minute. We've got a minute for you to tell us something. What else? Some of the projects in town, like the backyard stuff?
We've just got Terrence, one of our new rangers, on board, so he's going to be hopefully connecting in with community to encourage people to do more trapping. And we're also working with landowners like that own bigger blocks of forest around the mountain. It's really exciting seeing those jobs come in, because those edges and of the mountain, like the forest kind of farm edge, and those small blocks of land around the mountain actually usually hold a lot of possums and a lot of other stuff.
So it's a lot of private property as we go around the coast.
And on the land, you know, on this other side as well, on the eastern side. So a lot of those farm blocks, some of that does get done by regional council every couple of years. But people doing their own trapping and predator control on private land is super helpful for us.
Otherwise, you've got a source of pest that can regenerate.
Yeah.
Keep, yeah.
Yeah, so they reinvade really quickly. So part of our focus is obviously on the mountain, but also around the landscape around the mountain. So we don't see the project as just being the mountain. We really see it as just about like a peninsula from harbour to harbour, from Whangaroa to Aotea Harbour.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And kind of, in a sense, we are a little peninsula, and where we kind of want to stop the invasion from across the divvy.
Yeah,
you know, so we kind of have that landscape scale kind of vision for the project.
Right.
And because if you do those, just those edges and that surrounding landscape, then we can do a lot more on the mountain as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, Crystal, well, thank you for coming in.
Very short and sweet.
That's kind of my fault with my scheduling this morning.
That's okay.
But we'll talk to you again in the future.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron.